So, we are here today with Megana Russell, also known as Megan Russell. We are going to ask her about her future career in chemical technician. So you want to be a chemical technician, Megan?
Yes.
So why are you interested in this career?
It helps with chemicals and know what is safe and what is not.
And you find that fascinating, don't you?
Yes.
You want to protect our world. You want to make sure our babies don't get bad chemicals in them, don't you?
Yes.
Why are you interested in this career? Is it because you yourself once swallowed a dangerous chemical because someone wasn't carefully technicianing them?
No.
Why?
I'm interested in the area of marine biology, so it's to keep the animals in the ocean safe.
So your concern lies not for your fellow man, but for what lies under the sea.
Sure.
Oh, what an inhumane person, Mr. Hughes, if you're listening to this. I don't know. What are some common responsibilities for someone in this career? We can already tell that you are responsible for the welfare of thousands and millions and trillions of animals under the ocean. Does that overwhelm you? Of course not. So it's okay if you answer the question.
Okay, well, you maintain a safe work environment, so you do not put chemicals in the ocean, I guess. And developing new chemical processes and production techniques, so instead of making something harmful, we can make it less harmful to the earth.
Do you hope to make a fortunate discovery like the invention of penicillin?
Sure.
Big dreams. What education level will you need to complete to obtain a job, not necessarily in Iowa, but in an area where you could go to school for marine biology?
Associate's degree.
Is that the same for, in, let's say, California? She doesn't know. We'll move on. What is the average salary of someone in this position in Iowa, even though most marine biologists won't go to the prairie lands?
$39,220.
Okay. So that seems like it concludes our interview, and just on time. That was 2 minutes and 50 seconds. Now we're done.